You asked Mr. Ramaphosa to sit down first. I'm standing.
Now I warn you.
I need to put on my big girl panties and keep going.
You can't have two speakers standing at the same time.
Security services of the Republic of South Africa, you may intervene.
There's been several attempts on my life.
Lower that hand. On
it's not allowed.
The president is accused of serious crimes.
In order to pursue the greater good, you have to enable some people to eat a little bit.
Corrupt people do not eat alone. They have a spider web.
And now suspend the proceedings. I have warned you.
Thank you so much, President Zuma, for finally making time to speak to us. Congratulations on the K Party. Next month, we're celebrating a year of existence. Did you foresee the kind of success, electoral success, that the MK Party achieved in the last elections?
Definitely. Mm. If that was not the case, I would not have started it. There would have been no reason for me to say I want to do something that I thought was not going to happen.
Mm.
I knew we will make it and we will do what we thought was very necessary to be done in this country.
Mm.
Yes.
You've always been an ANC person. You are still fighting for your membership even right now. What pushed you to the limit to say now you are going to form this party?
Well, I've said that quite a number of times.
Mm.
The organization that I joined at my very young age, that I worked for many, many years,
mm.
That I even went to prison for
mm.
and spent 10 years, 6 months.
Mm.
I also went to exile and stayed mm. there for 14 and a half years, mm. fighting for the liberation of our people. For me, it was not acceptable that a party that I joined and which was a particular party in a particular time and doing an important thing to liberate black people who had been oppressed for so many years, I couldn't take it that such a party could be be made to look like the party that had never fought for freedom.
Mm.
It was now almost equivalent to people saying, let us kill this party now. And whilst I was still alive, I could not allow it.
Mm.
Because my belief in freedom and participating in freedom was not just something like a hobby that I'm just doing it for the sake of it.
Mm.
It was a serious matter
mm.
for people who have been oppressed, who have been killed, who have been arrested, who have been given every other thing.
Mm.
It did not make sense that an organization of that nature was now the ones that was doing the opposite of what it was supposed to do, to liberate people, complete freedom.
Mm.
and therefore, if I said I don't worry about it, I would have been joking
mm.
over the years, going
yeah.
to prison, going to exile. Why I would stand and say, sorry, they're just doing it.
Yes.
Shame. Mine was that I need to talk to the people of this country to say, let us not allow our party to be utilized against us. And just we sit, we look, we just talk, small little talk, because what, in my view, since freedom, there has been just small talk
mm.
about our freedom. was everybody was seeing that we were not yet free. So why I would say I was born and I fought, but I said, no, now I can no longer fight. Mm. When people I called comrades were now turning into something else.
Yes.
And it was my duty. Mm. And it will be my duty until I die.
What is the perfect example of them turning to something else that you witnessed and thought, let me go and start my own person?
Now, firstly, ANC became a corrupt organization. Not the whole organization, particularly those who were in key positions. They did not talk about how do we proceed to conclude our struggle to be a fully fleshed kind of organization and the country. I'm sure there are many, many things we can talk about. For an example, for an organization to sell the companies of the country without talking to us whether this should be sold or not. And there, it was quite a lot of things that happened. in a sense, the black people were still suffering. If I talk about the government companies, I'm talking about companies that are supposed to be utilized to take starvation, poorness, everything we can think of, so that we can say, we could also say, we are moving towards taking over or becoming part of the economy of the country. Instead, this government was selling the economy to white people in the main and making us starve forever. I think that says it to some degree what were the problems.
When you announced that you were going to vote for MK and that you're going to lead MK, you also said that you are doing this to fix the ANC. Now, my question is the MK a temporary arrangement, or it's going to be a permanent feature in our politics?
MK is a permanent feature. MK is the party of South Africans who think alike, who saw the necessity for us to do what we did.
Yes.
So there isn't a difficulty in what I said, that we are doing this in order to rescue the ANC, and those were my words at the beginning, to rescue the ANC. In other words, to rescue the ANC, which was being abused, turned into something we don't know. I did not say I disagree with the policies of the ANC. I took a vow to die for them. But the leaders at this time were no longer doing that.
Yeah.
We're doing everything as favors of white people, business people, you can call it in many ways. So if I had said I'm leaving the ANC, I think I would be not telling the truth about the organization I have taken a decision to die for. And I could not just imagine, say, I'm starting this organization out of nowhere and say nothing about what are the reasons.
Yes.
The reasons were that this organization was being killed by some people. And I was not saying the policies of the ANC were wrong, no. Mm. In other words, I was saying those who are supposed to implement the policies were no longer implementing those policies. Mm. And that's why I use the word our establishing this organization is to take over the country and therefore rescue the policies of the ANC so that we are able to deal with what we had put as the policies that we were ready to die for, to liberate our people. And that was the way. And that's why I was, I said, to rescue the ANC. In other words, to rescue our people from being sold out by people who took a vow to defend them, to free them.
Now that you have this new vehicle, the permanent features going to rescue our people, why do you appeal your expulsion from the ANC if you've got a new vehicle that is going to rescue South Africans from the ANC?
Why? It is just precisely what we are saying. The ANC is failed. We are putting a new kind of power that is going to free our people. And therefore, we rescue our people from poverty, from every other thing you can think of.
I'm asking about you appealing your expulsion. Why is it important to remain a member of the ANC when you have...
I now hear you. I hear your question. What's the end goal? Is to rescue the people of this country.
No, I'm talking about the membership.
Hmm?
Keeping the membership. Why is it so important?
It's part of me saying, in other words, if I want to tell you, the African National Congress was established by the ancestors, all Africans, leaders in this country, to rescue and liberate our people. Mm. That's a very serious matter. Now, if you have that, you have now people who are leading this organization, changing the way from this organization was established for. Now, working with the whites, being told by the whites what to do, being told not to, don't worry about operation, oppression. Don't worry. It is nice when the whites are having the land, when they're having all the businesses, when they are staying in cities, when we stay in the bushes, when we've got no roads in our places. There's no any place where there are whites, there's no tarred roads. With us, there's nothing. We took a decision, very clear. And if our people are not moving with that one in order to make a clear point that we are now free, we are no longer living in the what are these little houses you have in the townships?
RTP
houses. I'm not RP. Not that one. Not that one. And I'm talking about...
Checks.
That's a point. Why should I say I should die seeing these people living in shacks? The shacks have been more or expanding in many places. Mm. Instead of being put away, proper houses being brought. Now, if I said I'm leaving the ANC now, everything, right? If I said so, I would be saying what about the policies, the views, I mean, not necessarily the views, but the decision that was taken by the black leaders to liberate ourselves. Mm. If I say now, I'm forming, I know people form parties generally, but there isn't a debate about the issues that made us to start fighting. Even when we are many parties, we are all oppressed, we want to be free. we say, no, I leave you, I go there, I form my party. Mm. Others don't say much about it. Mm. You just have a number of parties. In other words, I would be saying the ancestors were wrong.
Yes.
I'm now abandoning what the ancestors asked us to do.
Mm.
Because this is their organization. It's not the organization of people who are ruling it now.
Mm.
That's why I will remain on the views and the policies that are there to liberate our people.
Mm.
But I did not want to confuse people as if there is something else.
Mm.
Because it's the same thing that our ancestors put across.
Mm.
And I would stand there. And in other words, I was saying, once we take over, we're going to remove the people who are running that organization of our own sisters this time around and take it back to us.
Mm. How do you remove them when you're in the MK and they're in the AC?
No. We're not going to be equal in the MK.
Mm.
We're taking the country as an MK.
Mm.
We would take the country, be running the country.
Well, you remove them from government, not from the ANC.
Of course. Well, if they want to be the ANC of theirs, which was not the one I know, it's a different matter.
Mm.
For me, the issue was that we must rescue, in other words, the organization of our ancestors that is being put aside by people who are leading it now.
Yeah.
That will be our team. And it stands, by the way.
Mm.
It stands. We become the majority, right?
Yeah, my follow-up is going to be, when is that going to happen?
Mana, lalela. Once we take over the country, we are in charge, right?
Yes.
One of the things we'll do will be to honor our ancestors by putting back the ideas they put and policies they put. We'll take over from the ones who are selling out. Right? Now, if you were doing so, sitting away, the tiny ANC, but this is our ANC, and I would have no way to answer or to argue that this is my ANC. I now need to take everything.
Take back.
Man, alalelunga buzi. Sakasa. If I was not the member of that organization, it would be very difficult. Well, they say, what do you want from our organization? And that would be the end of the debate. I want to remain there as a member, but I would never vote for them. I'm remaining there deliberately so that I have an opportunity to take over that organization, even if it is not the name. Because if I'm a member, they're not going to say, why are you coming to argue here? Because I'm going to say, you actually deviated from what our ancestors said. Mine is to take you out so that we take our views now and the views of the ancestors are the same. But the views of the ANC and the ancestors are not the same. I was not saying I must have this party because I love the party. Mine was to maintain the same thinking of liberating our people. I will fight it better when I am in the ANC because I will be a member. I will be arguing what I argued from my childhood. And I did not want to allow them to take it and take our party. That's why I use the word is to rescue the ANC. So the point I'm making, my brother, is that my saying I belong there does not necessarily say I support it. But it also says, it's like if I make some simple thing, if I had a revolver and I'm fighting, I now take a bazooka. And I'm not losing my gun. Ngizwa kahle
ba. Use it at a later stage.
Huh?
Can use it at a later stage.
I'm saying, so, no, ngizoyithatha. Ngizoyithatha kubona, not ukuthi ngiyancenga.
Yeah.
I was making them. To say I disagree with their practice, with the manner in which they are implementing the policies. I disagree with them. And I can't continue with them when they are doing wrong things, I told them. Right? So I take another gun to use it to defeat the enemy. And if need be, to defeat them with. Because I'm not disagreeing with our ancestors. I agree with our ancestors 100%. They are moving away from it. And I must defend it. So it's not like I would leave them everything, the ANC, everything. You mean when we are running the country, as Mkhonto we Sizwe, when we remember our heroes, when we remember everybody, not the oldest, even the ones up to Mandela time, must now we give it to the sellouts? And see, they are now going to be the ones who celebrate, oh, Mandela, no, Bani. Why should we allow that? Why? Well, they belong to us. It is as simple as that, my brother. My reason, and my own comrades were saying, but what Zuma is doing? No. I was not doing like the PAC moving away from the ANC, blah, 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 no. This is a different matter. We all belong to the ANC. We might be now in separate places. But the fact is, our ancestors pointed the way out. I don't think it is correct for us to look down upon them because we now have whites to be together with, to sit together as it is now, something called something, wherein black parties are with whites. That was not what the Mandelas or whoever else was in the leader of the ANC was expecting that to happen. I thought you guys by this time would have realized how correct we are when we say we're rescuing, not just rescuing Ramaphosa and Obanbe, no. Rescuing the ANC. They didn't form the ANC. And we needed to do so to take power and to utilize power to take back what belongs to us.
A year on, what do you want the MK to be known for fighting for? When people vote for MK, what is it that you want them to say, I'm voting for MK because of X, Y, and Z?
I'm sure you can ask any person on the streets, even those who are not, may not be the MK, they will tell you it's a simple answer. They want their freedom. They want freedom in this country.
Yes.
They want to have the wealth of this country. They want to be free. They want to be equal. They want everything that is talked about, not just things that are said when they don't mean what we say. Like as we say, they say we are a democratic country, but actually we are not. We may be a democratic country, small portion, but other portions, there's no democracy. There's no democracy, because if everything was fine, it would be done fairly nicely. I've never understood. We count the votes here. And Mase Baluela says, Baluangalia, Seko, Seko, Mtu, democracy, le. Democracy must be open, not so. We have a case now, because we caught them. caught them taking our votes. That tells you, if you are a South African, particularly black, is something you need to accept at any time. You can't argue on the side of the whites. We won, but we are not in power. That's not democracy.
But isn't that how votes have been counted, even when you became president? That's how votes were counted.
Hey, it was not democracy. I always said it even at that time. Not democracy.
So
I've said so. I knew it.
Even your election, you are questioning it.
I've questioned it all the time.
Mm. Okay.
Because if at all we were free and transparent or whatever, they would be counted here. I've made something just for information to make you understand my point, that once we are in charge, we are going to change the voting system. We are. My thinking at the moment, we might have better ones, and my comrades might have even a bit more better, that when the party is voting, there must be a big drum for MK. MK members must put their things there. If you are in Qatar, I'm not saying you are. We must have your drum there, where in Qatar will vote there. And those things must be counted from there to the basket that is counted. Nabangi, nabangi. And then later you take to keep a smile. Naleza zobalong is katsas. Why can't we do so if we are indeed democratic? Why you must now go that side, put it there? Do you see what I'm talking about? I'm saying people that we are looking for, they must understand this, they must vote for the truth. And they must vote for the interests of a black person. I don't understand this business of white and black coming together, brothers, mothers, fathers, sisters, because they are free. We are not free.
You mean white people in this country are free and we are not free?
It is said we are free, but yes, we are not free. We black people.
No, I didn't want to misinterpret what you were saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why I'm saying, why do you come from a village or come from a city?
I come from a village in Underberg.
In Underberg, thanks God. How many tarred roads do you have there that go to your house, to everybody else, as a black person? Have you ever, a white person, going to a place, even if it is in the Mbundus, without a tarred road? Don't you see that even if it is said we are free, we are actually not free? I'm sure we get used to it. We think it's a way of life. Even our own people who are in government, local government, they sit there, discuss the budget and everything. They never talk anything about their roads where they stay. They talk about the road where the whites stay. That's a fact. Is it not true?
I want us to come back to MK Party and how you look at it going forward. What is your target? There's the local government elections coming in 2026. What do you want to achieve there? And what do you want to achieve in the next general elections?
Let me start at the beginning.
Yes.
Our objective is to liberate black people.
Yes.
Right? And Mkhonto weSizwe Party is here to execute that.
Yes.
Right? In other words, we took a decision to establish this party in order to liberate black people who are not yet liberated. That is what we are looking for. And we are not shy to say we want the majority of the black people who are oppressed to vote with us. That's what we're looking for. And we are going to be talking more and more about the truth of our small liberation, as I told, and tell people that there is a bigger liberation that we say we must all have. And we are not saying this because we just love it. We can't suffer in our own country and think we are free and think it is nice. It is not. And this is what we're going to tell people. Tell yourselves. You guys, in fact, ought not to be ordering. I mean, we don't have to be asking what is going to happen. You should actually be happy that you are going to liberate a black man, all of us. Even those who did not realize, they would see it. So our issue is to call South Africans in their numbers to vote for our freedom. That's our objective. We are clear that as we move now to local government elections, we are going to be calling upon the members and supporters, and even those who don't see, we are going to make them see the truth. So that when we come to the final elections, we take the country. We liberate our people. We're going to liberate even those who don't know they're being liberated. We're going to help them. They will realize afterwards they are now liberated. How I'm going to liberate them? I'm saying they're going to be voting for us. We are going to be teaching them that they must vote with us.
Yeah.
That's a correct way to do. We are even going to talk to some parties that are black but white. Just tell them the truth. And I'm convinced that this coming elections, the people of this country have understood that we are not really free. We must be free. And we are going to lead them into freedom. Once freedom is there, we are going to take our own things as the people of this country to make our people happy and be free.
You speak about freeing black people, and you always talk about black unity. There was an arrangement in Parliament of the Progressive Caucus of political parties that believe that they are on the left. And how do you achieve that when there are parties who are then lose membership from MK? Don't you think that kills those other parties that you want to work with when the MK is recruiting from those parties? For example, the EFF. The MK has taken very senior leaders of the EFF. Don't you think that that kills that objective of having that black unity?
No. Not at all. If you listen to me, my brother, we are saying the black people must be together, right? And they can't be together by being not together. For the very fact that we are saying black people must come together, it means we are not together, right? That's a mistake. It's not a mistake because we are stupid, no. It's because whites have indoctrinated us in many ways. In fact, many of the parties,
I'm going to go to the party.
Hayibo kanti somebody no I'm being asked questions by somebody who doesn't sit and stay in this country. Do you stay in this country?
I do, but I don't
you
know
don't what, know white.
Don't
you
know
don't know white parties.
I don't know which party
we are a journalist who don't know white parties.
I don't know which party you are referring to.
No, I'm asking.
I don't want to ask.
Ah, we are Asha Manj. We are Asha Manj. DA, we ask. You don't know DA.
Oh, you're referring to the DA.
What else is there before the start DA, a white, which is a could call a party? What is it? Is there any other party?
No, I've seen they've got black members. So
don't talk about black members. Kumanga, white party. DA is a white party. Would there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 black people there doesn't mean it's a black party. How? One, two, someone. So, pendulum buzo can tell us of Bungawa with Kaz. No, because don't dodge the discussion. I'm talking about white party. You know exactly what I mean. Black party, you know exactly. That's why you ask a question. One says, why am I over and up? Give them back and come and get. No, because in the Kuluma, like getting a Kuluma and the Kuluma and Jay. No, to Jagaz, no mum, no mum shop. Because the point I'm making to you is that us, we are oppressed. Whites have done everything to make a few of us think they are better or whatever, of everything. In the process of our struggle, we started as one organization. In the process of struggle, many other political parties have come, right? What does that do? It actually helps whites to always think they've got some majority because they are displeasing us, right? We have come to a point, it was a very conscious decision that we blacks must come together so that we've got our votes that fit us to take over the running of this country. In other words, it is us, black, and we are by and large agreed. And if that is agreed, it means there must be a process of blacks joining other blacks who accept this understanding that for us to liberate ourselves, we need to be together. And people are not going to see that at the same time. Some will see it first, those who think properly. Some would not. Some will understand, but they will be given money by whites and they will remain there. And because we have said so, that black people come together to liberate ourselves is what we need to do. And if I was in any organization, I see the truth, the correctness of what I'm doing. I can't be said, what are you doing now? Because we are saying we should not grow, we black people. We should always remain we black. But we must establish a political organization that must lead this country. And for comrades to move from other places, it is because they now say, agreed, because we've been talking to say, for us to liberate ourselves, let us come together. And you can't have everybody world one day. It will be something like a miracle. Other comrades come. No one is taking somebody from somebody else. All this time, before Kube Khona Umkhonto Wesizwe, people were leaving organization and joining Nangapa Nangapa. The very fact the organization you are talking about moved in the majority of it from this organization, I'm talking about the ANC, because already it had moved out of the way. Now, if we come, we say, guys, here we are. Let us take over. I mean, people who don't do it. Kushukuthi abanye abantu labo bamnyama bamnyama nje ngaphandle ngaphakathi banobuhloshanyana obuningi. Because this is our time. Our time is to liberate the black person.
Yes.
And there is no problem why somebody lives there think these ones will help or this one will help.
Yes. There's been a talk of a proposal that was made to the leader of the EFF for the EFF to fold into MK and form this one big party. Are you in favor of such an arrangement?
Absolutely. If comes to us, you're going to go to the EFF. Sithathe nabanye bonke sibezela. That's what we are looking for now.
Have you spoken to the leader of the EFF about that?
Yes.
And what was his response?
No, that is not for a public.
But
no, lalela ngutshela. Why I'm saying so? When we were establishing Umkhonto weSizwe, we met as black parties, including the one we are talking about,
yes,
and discussed and agreed we are going to take over this pass, what to call. It's something that happened. Whether you like it or not, we are agreed. We actually agreed. The president we are talking about agreed to that. We're together. That this is what we do. So it's not because we are now saying, hey, let us come together. No. Because we realized that us being having small little parties, amnyama, it actually depletes the majority of the black people. Because we vote there in different ways. It does not make us achieve what our ancestors said we must achieve. And that's why that discussion was discussed by many, many parties. One day you will know. I'm sure we'll tell you one day who were the people in that meeting.
No, and he has spoken,
agreed.
He has spoken about it in the public platform.
To say
there were these meetings that took place.
Which he was part of.
Yes,
which he agreed as well.
Were made.
Which he agrees as well.
Yes.
So why should you think now we cannot discuss including him and agree? We can. When you should be saying, hey, guys, please continue. We want to be free blacks, you know? That's the question you should ask. I'm telling you.
But I wanted to talk about your relationship with him. The EFF led a campaign that eventually led to your removal from power. They kept on pressing pay back the money and all those things. Have you and him sat down and spoken and out of those issues?
No. We are asking as if we don't know each other.
Mm.
We've met.
Yeah.
I was leading the ANC when he was the first organization of young people.
The youth league.
Huh? No.
Oh, COSAS.
COSAS. Ngibungfunu itolele wena. We were with him. We worked with him. They were in the youth league. I was the president of the ANC. We worked very well.
Yes.
It's not that we are meeting today. We were together in that organization that I told you about that was established by our ancestors, believing in it fully. In politics, at times things happen in many ways. He left ANC. Now, once he leaves the ANC, he has to take a position of a leader and an opposition to an organization that he has been a leader of the young people.
Mm.
I've known him. We've sat.
Mm.
We've eaten meat together.
Mm.
We did everything. I'd given instructions to him.
Mm.
So there is nothing new here. As to say, why now can you meet him? I meet him when I want to meet, he does.
Mm.
Because we are not fighting.
Yeah.
In politics, people give their views. I've exchanged views with him in terms of the new organization that he established. But we're never enemies.
Yes.
We meet and talk. Very good. It's nothing.
So there's no malice from the MK?
No, no malice. No malice. No malice. he left my organization, Wakaya Kenai. Listen, his card.
Yeah.
it keeps on happening in life.
Mm.
It's not a big deal. And I'm telling you, my brother, Lensizo Kulumangayo is my friend, in fact.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love him.
Mm.
He's a kind man. He's a very kind man. And he's open. He talks his mind, whether you like it or not, talks his mind. Politicians are not the same. They don't say one and the same thing.
Yeah.
There is nothing between me and him which is wrong.
Yes.
There are two parties that are different. And they must hold views. And time not happy about what is happening.
Mm.
That's part of politics.
In this process of uniting black people and the black parties, I haven't heard you mention the ANC. Have you decided that they won't form part of what we are trying to achieve? And to go with that question, what is your relationship with the president of the ANC?
No, Baba. the question of different parties coming together. We have never said all the black people except ANC, they won't come to us.
Yes.
We have never said so. We want black people to come together. That's what we are doing.
Yes.
And we'll influence them. We'll influence the ANC. We'll influence everybody. There's nothing wrong because we are saying black men take charge of your countries. We can't say we take charge, but ANC, no, they are not white. And that's why I was telling you, my brother, that we will take the ANC, rescue it.
Yes.
That must tell you, I've been saying it all the time, must tell you, we are not saying we cannot have the ANC. Why? Yes. They are not our enemy. If politically they've missed the step, fine, we'll correct them. It's our duty to correct them.
In the relationship with the president?
In the relation?
Your relationship?
You know, I was once I was once his deputy. He was once my deputy.
Yeah.
And we have never fought. No.
Do you talk?
He lives his life, I live my life.
Do you talk often to him?
Why should I be talking often to him? Abantu bengaka bokhuluma nabo. I would be talking to instead of talking to my comrades. When we come and have a comrade, now it's busy there. What's your problem?
there were reports about your issues about your security, your cars. People saying the state, it seems like it's not taking good care of you. How do you feel? Do you think that the state does take care of you? Do they conduct maintenance?
No, if there are issues in that level, I talk to them.
Yeah.
We talk to them, there's no doubt. Anyone, it's not only me.
Yeah.
Even other former presidents at times have got problems, they talk to them. I talk to them.
Do they conduct maintenance at your home?
Now, I was in there.
No, because people are saying that they don't take care of you.
No, they don't.
They don't take care of you.
They don't. They stopped. They just stopped. Even things they were building from government, they left other things unfinished.
Have you raised that issue?
But I don't want such petty issues.
Yeah.
Meaning about the country.
Yes.
Not about my house.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Baba.
We really appreciate it. I tried to push you for your target in the next elections. I gave up. I thought that.
Give up. Give up.